Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We're going to be talking about the importance of the 4 to 14 window, critically important time. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead.
You know, I think the Child Evangelism Fellowship and the Good News Clubs, I think it has to be the favorite client that we have because I'm all about evangelism, sharing the gospel, and these clubs are sharing the gospel with these children at critical time in their lives, 4 to 14, as you mentioned, letting them understand how much God loves them, how much Jesus loves them. He died for them. And to be able to do that in an after-school Bible club, I wish I'd had that when I was a child.
It's amazing. Yes, I know. These are amazing clubs. This is Child Evangelism Fellowship. It's the largest Christian ministry in the world, and by far, of course, being the largest Christian ministry in general, it's also the largest Christian ministry for children.
And they're in other countries as well.
They're all over the world, yeah. They're in every nation except for one, with an active, ongoing presence in ministry, which is amazing. It's not just that they're there and out. They're there with an active presence, ongoing ministry, Child Evangelism Fellowship, and they have all kinds of programs. In America, Liberty Counsel, we have the blessing of being able to represent them all over the United States with regards to their Good News Clubs. And in 2001, June 11, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that public elementary schools cannot exclude these Good News Clubs from after school if they allow these other secular clubs to come on campus. And all schools allow secular clubs on campus after school.
But you know, it's interesting that a lot of these public schools didn't get the memo on that because they're still trying to keep our Good News Clubs from operating.
Well, before, you have to look at it before and after COVID. Before COVID, between 2001 and COVID, we had all kinds of cases that we litigated. So we won the equal access in 2001, but then the schools came up with these different ways to be creative to deny them ultimate access. So they knew that they couldn't deny total equal access. So what they would do is they would say, you can be on school campus, but only at 6 o'clock, whereas the other schools, when school ends, say at 3, they can start right there. The clubs can begin right immediately. Well, if school ends at 3, for example, and you can't start your club until 6, you will have no children because what are they going to do in the meantime? We've won those cases. You can have your club, but you can't advertise it. We won those cases. You have to be part of this community service or community partnership. We've won those cases.
We charge the Good News Clubs, but not the other clubs.
Right. We've won those cases. So over and over again, different kinds of issues that have been invented to deny equal access, equal opportunity, we've won them. We've represented hundreds of these cases across the country. We've never lost one. Then COVID hit. Then all the clubs get shut down. Then after COVID, the schools open up and they allow, not all the schools, but many of the schools use that as an opportunity to bring back in the secular clubs, but not allow the Christian clubs. So that's what we've found. We litigated in Rhode Island and won in 2024 against Rhode Island. They had Good News Clubs before COVID. They wouldn't let them back on after COVID, whereas they allowed Girls on the Run and other secular clubs on campus. We won those cases. We won in Hawaii. Hawaii did the same thing. Mm-hmm. Good News Clubs were on campus before COVID. They said no after COVID, but they allowed secular clubs. We won against the state of Hawaii.
Oakland, California.
Oakland, California. Same thing. We have a preliminary injunction against Oakland, California. We have cases pending in California. We're getting ready to file cases in other places as well. But let's just look at it in the context of this scenario. Obviously, God has blessed us in litigating, defending Good News Clubs. We've never lost a case by God's grace. And we're continuing to open the doors of the gospel in these schools for elementary school
children. It's critical.
With what we see happening in our country, with what we just came through with the Charlie Kirk assassination, and you see this revival that's taking place on high school and college campuses, but you also see this just hatred that's there as well on high school and college campuses. It's critically important that we start before high school, mm-hmm. and obviously before college, back into the time period that really is the most significant, and that's your elementary, kindergarten through fifth grade. That's essentially your 4 to 14 window, basically 4 or 5 years old to, say, 12, 13 years of age. And so that's the critical time period. And when you look at research, the 4 to 14 window is the most critical time period in your life. It's very impressionable time. But when you do surveys, we've seen this played out with Child Evangelism Fellowship, but also George Barna. When you survey adults and you ask them the question, when did you give your life, when did you make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ, 85%, it's a high number, will say, mm-hmm. I made that decision before the conclusion of my 13th birthday.
Yeah, it's easier to plant the seed when they're young and get them, you know, attuned to the Holy Spirit, attuned to the Lord, instead of older when you have to kind of rewind everything.
Yeah, it's kind of like growing a plant. You know, it's easier to shape that plant when it's green. Mm-hmm. When it gets older and it's harder to change its direction or its shape. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. And these young children, they're under such attack. That's why it's so critically important for Good News Clubs. I remember when we first were litigating in California on behalf of Good News Clubs, one of the things I didn't even think about at the time, this was before all the controversy over immigration, some of those southern border schools in California, they had illegal immigrants that would come from Mexico and go into the public schools. And the parents were migrants. They were working migrant type of work, so they would go from place to place to place. So their kid would be in this particular school for maybe a few weeks or maybe a month. And then the mom or dad or mom and dad move to another place and the kid moves to another school and they move all over the place. It's hard to keep consistency with these kids because they're popping around all these different schools. And one thing that the school administrators told us is that the Good News Clubs give them that stability, because when they go from one school to the next, they may not be in the same area of their course. So they may be ahead, they may be behind, maybe totally different. Hard to fit in. If you have a Good News Club at each one of these, they're all on the same page and they're in the same lesson. So if you go from school A and you're learning about Joseph in your teaching today, and you go to the next school in a different area, you're learning the lesson right after Joseph. Mm-hmm. So you have this consistency. It's something I never even considered.
And the testimony of, you know, school administrators and even bus drivers saying these children are so much better behaved, respectful, because they're also learning how to be good citizens and how to be conscientious citizens and all that good stuff besides getting the gospel. So why would a school administrator not want this kind of child
That's
in their school?
Spiritual blindness.
I don't get that.
That's spiritual blindness, that because you can't explain it logically, because you see a positive difference in their behavior. That's what we've been told by school administrators. Why would you not want that? Spiritual blindness. You know,
right.
I was speaking at a Child Evangelism Fellowship event in Virginia, and one of the volunteers for CEF, her daughter has gone off into the occult.
Mm.
And so now she has a grandson with this daughter. And so the grandson, the daughter allowed the mother to take her grandson to a Good News Club.
Mm.
And so this little boy accepted Jesus Christ in the Good News Club. And so he would tell his grandmother that when he would go home in the evening, his mom and others would sit around in a circle and they would practice occult things.
Mm.
And what the little boy did, he would be forced to sit there, but he would be praying in Jesus' name for his mom. It was just amazing how the Lord touched this little boy through a Good News Club. And so the mom was being impacted by the Christian testimony and changed life
wow.
of her son. And, you know, one time the son is there at a table, the mom comes home and hits him over the head, bloodies his head. He goes in and wipes off the blood from his head. He comes in to his mom and he puts a crown on his mom's head, who just beat him over the head with the brush. And he's telling the story to his grandmother, and the grandmother says, "Why'd you do that?" And he looks at her like, "You know, Jesus would do that." I mean, this is the kind of life-changing experience that these kids get in these Good News Clubs. So I encourage you to pray for our work with Child Evangelism Fellowship. If you want to be involved, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF. That's lc.org/CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.